This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. When visiting the ocean in winter, one particular fellow traveler pops to mind, the Western or Pacific gray whale, also known as the California gray whale. A close-up view of California's official mammal is life-changing. Dark, barnacled heads shoot up from the deeps to breathe, blasting salt water from blowholes with the force of a fire hose. That spouting is how you'll first spot them all along the California coast. Not so close, but close enough. Once endangered by whaling, as so many whale species still are, the Pacific grays have fully recovered. Not only are they one of the largest mammals on Earth, they are among the oldest, having been around for at least 30 million years. Pacific gray whales feed almost nonstop from April to October in the Arctic seas between Alaska and Siberia. Fat and sassy with an extra 6 to 12 inches of blubber on board, early in October they start south on their 6,000-mile journey to the warmer waters of Baja. Pregnant females first, traveling alone or in small groups. Larger groups of older males and non-pregnant females follow, courting and mating all the way. Males, newly pregnant females, and young whales go first on the trip north. Cows and calves leave last, late February through April, typically traveling quite close to shore for the protection of youngsters, which makes them easy to see from land. Generally speaking, the farther north along the coast you go, the fewer crowds you'll find, meaning Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties are close to perfect for whale-watching introverts. Make sure it's a clear, crisp day. Grab the binoculars and get going very early. Head for high ground, and if at all possible, a point of land reaching into the ocean where whales will pass closest. Just outside Mendocino proper, you might wander the several open miles of trails along the sandstone cliffs of Mendocino Headland State Park, or take the Whale Trail at Mendocino Coast Botanical Gardens. Other coastal parks, such as Jug Handle State Natural Reserve and Gualala Point Regional Park to the south on the Sonoma County border, are also good bets. The South Fort Bragg Coastal Trail on the town's headlands offers panoramic clifftop views, and there's a viewing deck at the Crow's Nest Interpretive Center, a current outpost of the future NOIO Center for Marine Science, part of redevelopment plans for the former mill site. At McCarriker State Park, north of town, there's a wheelchair-accessible viewing platform at Laguna Point. Good viewing sites in Humboldt County include Patrick's Point State Park, especially Wedding Rock and Palmer's Point, and much of the Rim Trail. For unimpeded western views in nearby Trinidad, take the trail up to Trinidad Head from the beach, or hike to high points along the Lost Coast, including Sinquion Wilderness State Park. Ideal and fairly accessible just south of Humboldt Bay is Table Bluff County Beach Park in Lolita, overlooking the Eel River Delta and Humboldt Bay's South Spit. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.